Then later, Jesus sent James, Peter, and myself to the upper room of a house to prepare for the Passover.
John, there's only one thing I want to know.
Yes, Peter.
Who talked your mother into asking the master if you and James could sit in authority with him? How did she say it? One on your right hand and one on your left?
I don't want to hear about it.
I've never known anyone so concerned with seating arrangements.
And when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table, and we with him, and he said,
I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Because I tell you, I shall never again eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Jesus blessed the wine, just as my Father had always done. But then he said,
So take this and share it among yourselves. I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes.
All the disciples looked at each other, wondering what Jesus meant. And James, as unsure as the rest of us, whispered to me,
John, you're the youngest. Go on, ask the four questions.
Why is this night different on all other nights?
Then Jesus became troubled in spirit, and he said,
I tell you, this night I will be betrayed. One of you shall betray me.
Ask him which one.
And I, the disciple whom Jesus loved, leaned back on Jesus' breast and said,
Who is it, Lord?
It is the one who dips his bread with me.
Then Jesus again took the bread of affliction and blessed it.
Blessed art thou, eternal our God, ruler of the universe, who redeemed us and redeemed our forefathers from Egypt, and brought us to this night to eat thereon matzah and bitter herbs.
And after he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to us, saying,
You've been taught all your lives to remember the Passover, and to share this meal in remembrance of the Passover. But I tell you, from now on, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. For this bread which is broken for you is my body.
Then Jesus again blessed the wine, the cup that has always been called the cup of redemption. But he didn't speak of the blood of the Passover lamb, but rather he said,
I tell you that this cup, which is poured out for you, is the cup of the new covenant in my blood.
Even then, we did not understand what he meant. the bread we had eaten, and the wine the people of Israel had drunk in Passover celebrations for 1,200 years, had all been a foreshadowing of what we were to see on the following morning. When Jesus said, "This is my body," he was telling us, "This thing you have done for 1,200 years is going to take place tomorrow."